Lives of the companions, radiallahu anhum. Lives of the companions, radiallahu anhum. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم My respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program Lives of the Companions. In this program we talk about life and legacy of Sahaba Ikram Alim Ridwan, the companions of Prophet radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Inshallah, today we'll be talking about a great personality, subhanallah, who graced the face of this earth, Sayyidina Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala. In the last episode, we covered a few features and some of the important elements from the life and legacy of Sayyidina Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala. Inshallah, we'll continue today on this beautiful personality. We'll learn about the life and legacy, and we'll, inshallah, gain many Madani pearls for us to follow, inshallah azza wa jalla. Before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Azad Allama, Mawlana, Muhammad, Ilyas, Attar Qadri. Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah has given us a beautiful mindset to make good intentions. As I'm presenting this program, I make this intention, inshallah, I will present this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching this program, you can make this intention, you watch from start to end, you remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge onto others too. Today, again, joins me Muhammad Wasim Abbas Attari, Muballigh of Dawah al-Islam. Let's go to Mansi. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wasim Abbas, bhai, once again, welcome you, mashallah, marhaba.
Jazakallah.
How are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal, jazami, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, ala kulli hal. Mashallah, once again, a beautiful program, a beautiful topic, a beautiful personality. Sayyidina Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala, from Ashara Mubashara, from those group of 10 who were given the glad tiding of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam of Jannah in their lifetime. We covered introduction of Sayyidina Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala and how he radiallahu anhu would look like, and few of the ahadith and different aspects of the life and legacy, some of the ayahs which were revealed because of him also we discussed. Now, carrying it this topic further, if we would like to learn more about the Zaat of Sayyidina Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala and personality and what we can learn from him. In the start, where would you like to start today for the viewers of Madani Channel?
SubhanAllah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Again, Rizwan Bey, when we look at the life of Sayyidina Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, from many perspectives, we see how great and amazing it was overall for the Ummah, and what great victories Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the Muslim Ummah through Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu. And Sayyidina Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, the unbound love that he had with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet alayhi wa sallam, which he had for him, that was also remarkable. At many occasions, the Prophet alayhi wa sallam also made du'as for Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, which again is our belief, that because of which Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu held those ranks, and through Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, those victories and benefits were attained by the Muslims. As at one occasion during Hajjatul Wada', Sayyidina Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, he fell severely ill in Makkah al Mukarramah, and so ill that he lost hope of his life. Now, he became very restless, not because of the fear of death, ma'adallah, but because of being in Makkah al-Mukarramah, and he didn't want to pass away in Makkah al-Mukarramah instead of Medina al-Munawwara.
Because he had already migrated from the city.
So he was extremely restless, and at that time the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to inquire after him. And when he came to inquire after him, and looking at his restlessness, his anxiety, he reassured him, and he said to him, giving glad tiding to him, that you will not pass away yet. You will get a long life, and many people will benefit from you, and many people will suffer, will face a loss from you. So this was the glad tiding of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that he gave to Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu. And this very glad tiding that Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam gave to Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, this was a glad tiding of the victories of Ajam, of non-Arab lands, that Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu brought for Islam. And the history is evident That Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, that when he became the commander in chief of the Islamic army, then within a very short span of time, the massive Persian Empire, which was one of the superpowers of the time, yeah. So Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, he dominated them. He completely demolished that empire and he conquered them. And this way, the Muslims, they attained a very big benefit through Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, and the disbelievers, they faced a very big loss through Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu. And this glad tiding of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam came to pass, which he said that many people will benefit from you and many people will also face loss from you.
This is not only a glad tiding, but it is also a knowledge of
unseen,
knowledge of ghaib.
Indeed.
And no doubt, the haqiqi, real ilmi ghaib, that is, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the knower of
indeed.
The knowledge of ghaib, no doubt. But to whosoever he wishes,
indeed.
He grants the knowledge of ghaib. Right? And that is also evident from the
of
ayat
course.
Of Quran,
of
from Ahadith, Mubarakah. And this is what the narration you just mentioned, that also proves that the knowledge of unseen was granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that was the reason he gave many glad tidings to many Sahaba-i-Kiram in their lifetime. And we are talking about Sahaba-i-Kiram, and in specific we are talking about Ashara Mubashara. This again is the knowledge of unseen. See, it's something which will happen in future.
Indeed.
And Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam had already informed Sahaba-i-Kiram who will be going to Jannah, and Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu is one of them. And then this another knowledge of unseen, knowledge of ghaib, which would happen in future, right, which was given in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas, and this prediction, this prophecy, this knowledge of unseen, which was yet to happen in the future, but Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam told. This narration also proves that the knowledge of unseen, knowledge of ghaib, was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the knowledge of ghaib, what Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam possesses, is a granted knowledge
indeed.
By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hadith mubarakah, they are evident. And this would be one of those riwayat which also prove the same. Alhamdulillah. So it was just an additional point I thought would benefit viewers of Madani Channel to understand the concept of knowledge of unseen, knowledge of ghaib of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we carry on further that subhanAllah, the Persian Empire, the way it was conquered,
yeah.
and the bravery of Sayyidina Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala and was subhanAllah next to none, and he was amongst those Sahaba Kiram who were very brave at that moment. And again, the art of archery we also discussed last time. SubhanAllah, he was very expert in that field.
Indeed.
And I would like you to please mention that beautiful riwayat, that narration, where Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said, O Waqqas, fire the arrows, and may my parents be sacrificed upon you. So when Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said this, now, viewers of Madinah Channel, before this riwayat is mentioned, this narration is mentioned, something to understand. Every Ashiqi Rasul, SubhanAllah, and Sahaba Ikram, their lifetime, they had this phrase on their tongue whenever they would speak to Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, Fidaka ummi wa abi ya Rasulullah. May my parents be sacrificed upon you, ya Rasulullah, SubhanAllah. That's how sometimes they would begin their conversation when they would talk to Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. This is one thing that in Ashiqi Rasul is saying this in the court of his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. But SubhanAllah, it is something strange that Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam says these words for a Sahabi Rasul, and this distinction also is restricted or it's special for Sayyidina Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas. Could you please mention that riwayat?
SubhanAllah, the fourth caliph of Islam, the lion of Allah, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam never gathered his parents for anyone besides for Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu. It was during the Battle of Uhud when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam himself said to him, Irmi fidaka abi wa ummi, meaning that may my father and mother be sacrificed upon you, fire arrow.
SubhanAllah.
And there's no other companion, there's no one else for whom the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used this expression, where he collectively spoke about his mother and father being sacrificed for him. Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu is the only companion for whom the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam mentioned this, and Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu also held this very expression, statement of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, very dear to himself. And the loyalty that he showed for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the sacrificing of his life that he expressed at many occasions for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and many other sacrifices that he gave for the sake of Islam, all them together show us that how devoted he was for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam.
Respecting viewers of Madani Channel, we are talking about a beautiful personality from Ashara Mubashara, Sahabi Rasul Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala. And we'll be back inshallah, we'll talk more about this beautiful personality, but now it's a time to include one segment in our program. Let's include a segment known as Message of a Scholar. Let's find out what message is there for you, for me, and for all of us. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lives of the companions radiyallahu anhum.
Children, sometimes they are coolness of parents' eyes and sometimes cause of real stress. Sometimes they are comfort for the hearts of their parents, whereas sometimes they discomfort hearts of their parents. At a time, parents are seen to plead and make dua for children, and at times they wish if only this child wasn't born. And those who have children, some are happy with their children, whereas some are not happy with them. Children remain concerned that my parents love other siblings more than me, whereas parents keep on explaining that for them both eyes are equal, whereas sometimes one eye gets irritated, becomes red and has pain in it, and person keeps on rubbing that one frequently and remains concerned about that. Both eyes are priceless. In case if it is said to someone, keep one and give one to another person, no one would be ready. Same is the case with parents. They love all their children. And here one point is important. Parents have learned one thing, and that is to raise their children with better qualities and good character. Parents firmly believe that the best gift what they can give to their children is good character, good manners. Now the question is, what is meant by best education and tarbiyah? Now when I come towards the sharah of this hadith, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi alayhi rahma has mentioned its explanation. He has focused religion, meaning raising your child as per teachings of Islam is the best gift you can give. Parents shouldn't focus only to make the children wealthy. Instead, they should make them religious. The concept of education with tarbiyah. Actually, problem has occurred here. Or you can say, people have misunderstood its real meaning. People have mixed the concept of education and tarbiyah with modern education and Western culture. Whereas education and tarbiyah is actually referred to Quran, Hadith, Islamic manners and teachings, which has not been the point of focus. And it is so because parents want to give such education and tarbiyah to their children which can lead towards a prosperous career. It's true. Brother Salman, who walk on the path of religion of Islam, if they are also looked after well financially, then for sure people will also change their route. Inshallah.
Lives of the companions, radiallahu anhum.
MashaAllah. Respecting viewers of Madani Channel, we're listening to a beautiful message from a scholar. It was a dubbed clip. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to understand whatever we learn from these programs, the reason why we bring these beautiful segments so that we can increase our knowledge. Today we're talking about Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala. Wazim Abbas bay, subhanAllah, whenever it comes to love Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, to sacrifice each and everything for the last Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, whether it may be a wealth, property, you see, any possessions, any valuables, or even your life, to be honest with you, with Sahaba Ikram alayhim Ridwan, they loved Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam to that level that they did not put anything in front of when it came the Zat of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, the personality of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. There are certain Sahaba Ikram who were amongst those Sahaba, they used to guard Rasulullah. They used to protect Rasulullah. And amongst them is also the name of Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Waqqas. So just for the blessing, a few of the Asma'i Grami, those names, blessed names, inshallah, I'd like to mention for views of Madani Sharif. Hope this would increase our knowledge. And when we talk about these blessed names, we talk about these blessed Sahaba Ikram, these Awliya Allah, these friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reason is that we receive mercy and blessing from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and is known to be one of those who guarded Rasulullah.
Who can excel him?
SubhanAllah. Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Mu'az Ansari radiallahu ta'ala is also named. And Sayyidina Dhakwan bin Abdi Qais radiallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Zubair bin Awam radiallahu ta'ala. We also covered this personality, alhamdulillah, in Lives of the Companions. Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala. Personality today we are discussing. Sayyidina Ubad bin Bishr radiallahu ta'ala. And Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala. What a great personality, subhanAllah. Again, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. Mu'adzin Rasul. Sayyidina Mughira bin Shu'ba radiallahu ta'ala. These are the 10 Sahaba Ikram. They were specifically known as guards of Rasulullah. They would protect Rasulullah salat wa taslim. SubhanAllah. Now, again, we find this great personality, Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala, amongst these 10 too. Where he is included amongst the 10 Ashara Mubashara.
Indeed, subhanAllah. Wherever you see any distinction of specific Sahaba, you will see Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu mainly to be present over there, even amongst the scribes of the Prophet, those who would write the verses that would be revealed upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. In that list as well, you will find the name of Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu. And Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu is one where he held a very prominent status amongst other Sahaba as well. And it came to a point where he was deemed so authentic in the sight of other Sahaba that if, for example, one narration was mentioned on the authority of Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, and someone went to another companion to cross-check that hadith, they would say that if Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas has said, you don't need to double-check it from anyone else. This is the level of authenticity, the level of confidence he had amongst other Sahaba and how prominent in rank he radiallahu anhu was. And the reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he had, the passion that he had to sacrifice his own life for the noble cause of Deen Islam, it was second to none. And Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, it was him who laid the foundations of the city Kufa, and he was also made governor of the city Kufa by Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, who was the second caliph of Islam. And Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, when he mobilized an army for certain battles and sent them towards Iraq, then Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu was made the commander-in-chief of that very army. And it was through Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu that the victories of Qadisiyah, Iraq, Madain, and Persia, and also many other cities were received through Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu. And Amir al-Mu'mineen Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu made him the governor of Kufa as well. And very famous account, very uplifting account for us, where Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, during his caliphate, when he made Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu the commander-in-chief for certain expeditions, then the Battle of Qadisiyah that was won by the Muslims. Now, after the victory of Qadisiyah, what happens now is Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Malik radiallahu anhu, he chases the disbelievers, he goes in their pursuit until Babel. And on the way, the nearby cities, they're also conquered. And in that time, the capital of Persia was Madain. So Madain was situated at the eastern bank of River Tigris. So Amir al-Mu'mineen Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu had instructed Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu to go to Madain as well and conquer Madain as well. Now the disbelievers, they fled, they ran away, and Madain was situated by the bank of River Tigris. So Muslims, they were going in the leadership of Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, they were going in pursuit of disbelievers. And what happens now is that the disbelievers, they cross the river, they take all the boats along with them, and there was a bridge that connected both ends of the river. And what they did was they broke the bridge and they took all the boats with them.
Right.
And there were severe tidal waves within the river. So apparently there weren't any means through which anyone could cross the river. So this is one of the strategies that the disbelievers, they adopted so they could be saved from the Muslims. Because Muslims, they were being conquered and they were unstoppable. Now Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, along with the companions, they are standing at this side of the river. The bridge is broken, the boats are gone, and the tidal waves in the river. What happens now? Taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he takes his horse in the river. It was seen that sailing through the tidal waves, Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, he ran his horse through the river, and other warriors as well, the rest of the army following Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, they also led their horses into the river. And it was seen that they crossed the river sailing through the tidal waves on their horses. And the enemy from the other side, when they saw these lion-hearted warriors sailing through the tidal waves of the river coming on the horses, they couldn't believe this. Wow, and they ran away. And the son of Shah Kisra, the king of Kisra, his name was Yazdgard, he also fled from Madain, having a wistful gaze on his palaces and everything. Now Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, they cross the river and they enter Madain. It's been conquered now because the disbelievers, they had fled anyways. And as he enters, he could see the palaces of the king of Kisra, the remains over there, and many other buildings and beautiful gardens, but they all are desolated now. There's no one over there, everyone has fled. Now seeing this scene, spontaneously, Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu recited verses 25 to 29 of Surah Dukhan. How many gardens and springs have they left behind, and fields and magnificent abodes and blessings in which they were reveling. Thus it was, we made another nation inherit them, so the sky and earth did not weep over them, and they were not granted. So this is the beautiful account of how Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu conquered Madain. And if you think about it, Rizwan bhai, the second caliph of Islam, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, had instructed him to conquer Madain. And having trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following the instructions of Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, they sailed through the river on their horses, sailing through the tidal waves, and they attained such a magnificent victory, which is written in golden words in the history of Islam.
Depicting the same history in a poetry, Dr. Muhammad Iqbal, he writes, Dasht to dasht, darya bhi na chode humne, behre zulumat mein dauda diye, ghode humne. So this is a rich history, subhanAllah, we possess in Islamic history, the great personalities, subhanAllah. Respecting Mirza Fadil Chilmi, today we're talking about Sayyidina Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala, and we heard, subhanAllah, his bravery and his expertise in terms of war strategies. Wasim, there must be one beautiful narration which is mentioned here. We were talking about guarding, we're talking about being guard of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, protection of Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. Now when we see Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala seems at the top, right? Afdalul Bashar ba'd al-anbiya,
everything is at the top
amongst subhanallah those sahaba ikram who guarded Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who became the guards of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And not only Afdalul Bashar ba'd al-anbiya, but even the chief of the angels, subhanallah, Sayyidina Jibrail Amin and Sayyidina Mikael, one of the greatest angels, they also came to aid Rasulullah. They also, in other words, you can say they came to guard Rasulullah. They came to protect Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam in the battlefield of Badr, subhanallah. When Muslims were only 313, and the enemy on the other side was 1,000. And subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send angels. And it is also mentioned by Sayyidina Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala, and that he says that on the day of Uhud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his beloved Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, on his right side and on his left side, I saw two individuals were wearing a white clothing,
subhanallah.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was fighting in that battlefield. Okay, it was a very, very intense fight which was happening. And I had not seen those two individuals before in my life, okay, who were wearing white clothing. And then he further mentioned amongst them those, they were present there, subhanAllah. Who was one of them? One was Sayyidina Jibrail Amin, alayhi salam, and one was Sayyidina Mikael,
subhanAllah.
We can say that Sayyidina Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala is amongst those Sahaba Ikram who saw angels with his own eyes
and recognized him.
And recognized him. Respect Mr. Ahmed and Hisham, we are talking about Sayyidina Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala, who actually saw angels also realize. SubhanAllah, beautiful piece of information. We'll be back with another important segment, inshallah. Let's include that. And we will talk about Sayyidina Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala. The second segment which we have got is words of wisdom. Let's include that. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Lives of the companions, radiallahu anhum.
Respected viewers, today the words of wisdom which we have included in our program, and that is, good news is for the person who has left the world before the world leaves him.
Subhanallah.
Saying of Sayyidina Yahya bin Mu'adh Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala. What a beautiful piece of advice it is. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability that we detach ourselves from the love of this dunya. Dunya can be around us, world can be around us, but the love of the world shouldn't come inside our heart. That is the main point here we need to understand.
We should live in the world shouldn't live in us.
Yeah. The love of the world, that is the actually important point to know. It should not come in our heart, because if we will have love of this dunya in our heart, how can the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved can come? Respected viewers of Brother Channel, today we are talking about, again, just as a reminder, Sayyidina Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala. Masibu Masbi, there are many beautiful features of the life of Sayyidina Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala, especially his bravery, and then subhanAllah, his war strategy, the way he fought different wars, further his expertise in the archery. We've been discussing all this, subhanAllah. One beautiful element which is very prominent in the personality of Sayyidina Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, that he was mustajab al-da'wat. His du'as would be accepted. Now, would you please mention a few of the accounts, or in regards to this, what would you like to share with viewers?
SubhanAllah. Indeed, Rizwan, mustajab al-da'wat is one of the very big honors which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows upon His chosen servants. And Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, he indeed was amongst those individuals who were mustajab al-da'wat, meaning his du'as were always accepted. And why wouldn't it be? When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam himself prayed for him to become mustajab al-da'wat. Once the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he prayed in his favor in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, O Allah, whatever Sa'd asks you for, accept his du'a. So Sayyidina Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, whatever dua he would ask for, it would be accepted. And it is stated that Sayyidina Jubair radiallahu anhu, he states that once he asked, once Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, he requested in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make dua to Allah that every dua of mine is accepted.
Okay.
Now the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he replied that, O Sa'd, that Allah does not accept the dua of his servant until his rizq, his sustenance is purified,
Allah
is halal. So Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, then he respectfully requested the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please do dua for me that may Allah make my sustenance purified, because without your dua, I don't even possess power for this. Thus the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam made dua for Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu that, O Allah, make the sustenance of Sa'd pure, halal. So after this, it is stated that Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu became even more cautious in relation to halal and haram and whatever wealth he would possess. So this is one of the beautiful tips we've also learned, that if we want to become mustajab al-da'wah, then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he mentioned that Allah does not accept the dua of a servant whose wealth, whose sustenance is not halal. So we need to look upon our own selves, our own earnings, when we are earning wealth, when we are working outside our business transactions, is any element of haram involved in it? Have we had our jobs, our business scanned by a mufti sahab, asking them that this is my business model, is it halal or is there any element of haram in it, etc., etc. There's so many do's and don'ts from Islamic perspective which make a transaction halal or haram. So all this would determine whether our sustenance is halal or not. And then, of course, being mustajab al-da'wat, having our du'as answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is very much dependent upon this very factor.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Beautiful point. And respective of Madan Shell, again, we need to know that if we snatch someone's wealth, Right? If we grab someone's wealth by ill means, we grab someone's wealth or any means which is not an appropriate mean to earn rizqi halal, then how can we expect that our du'as are accepted? And even, Wasim asked me, there are people who are working individuals, but they do not fulfill their duties, right?
Sure.
And they do not fulfill their time according to the way should they be doing. Now, they should also be partnering in. Those they are employees, and those they are employers, they should also learn the Masail ruling. At the same time, those they are businessmen, they should know, as you said, that they should get their business scanned and what kind of business do they possess. And if their earnings are by halal means or by haram means. We are very cautious when we are eating halal food. Right? We will go to see all the labels, see the codes and everything, what we are eating. But I think we must be more cautious at the same time. I'm not saying don't be cautious when you are eating. Definitely we have to be. But one should be also cautious when he is checking the sources of the income,
indeed,
whether they are also halal or haram. Then, inshallah, when we will eat and consume halal, we'll earn halal, our du'as will be accepted, inshallah. Respecting Mr. Ahmed Nishan, now, inshallah, it's a time to include one segment in our program, that is, did you know? Let's include this segment. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lives of the companions, radiyallahu
anhum. Wasima, inshallah, we've got a beautiful question that is regarding Sahaba Ikram and Ridwan. Now, what is meant by Ashara Mubashara?
Subhanallah, Ashara Mubashara refers to the 10 companions to whom the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam gave the glad tiding of paradise during their worldly life.
Subhanallah, Ashara.
So the question for you is, one way, which companion is known as Muwatthin Rasul?
MashaAllah, very easy question. I think most of the viewers would know Sayyidina Bilal Habashi radiyallahu ta'ala is known to be Muwatthin Rasul.
SubhanAllah.
Which a companion is known as Sayfullah, the sword of Allah?
SubhanAllah. None other than Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu anhu.
Which companion is known as Asadullah?
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Asadullah is none other than the fourth caliph of Islam, the lion of Allah, the coolness of our eyes, the heartbeat of every believer, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza, karramallahu ta'ala, wajhahu al-kareem. Question for you, Rizwan Bey. Which companion is known as Sayyidu al-Shuhada?
Great personality, uncle of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala, and is known as Sayyidu al-Shuhada.
SubhanAllah.
Okay, one last question. Is the name of any companion mentioned in the Holy Quran?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And it is the fortunate companion, Sayyidina Zaid radiallahu anhu.
SubhanAllah. Anything mentioned in Quran, it is itself a great blessing and no doubt a distinction. Inshallah, we hope to do one program on this great personality, Sahabi Rasul Sayyidina Zaid radiallahu ta'ala, and to inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Respecting viewers, today we are talking about Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala. A companion, again, we learned who is Ashara Mubashara, from Ashara Mubashara. Wasim Basbi, we are talking about the Zaat of Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas, him being Mustajab al-Da'awat, his du'as would be accepted. Now, there's a beautiful narration that once he made du'a in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, my children, they are very young at this moment. They have not reached to the puberty, age of puberty, and they are not baligh as yet. And may I not die unless my children become baligh and they reach the age of puberty. Now, it is mentioned that, subhanAllah, due to the barakah of this du'a, he remained alive for the 20 years.
SubhanAllah.
Right? And again, it was a barakah which was put in the life of Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala an, and this du'a was accepted because he was Sahabi Rasul who was Mustajab al-Da'wat, and his du'a would be accepted.
SubhanAllah. You see, there's one way in our last segment we were talking about the companion whose name has been mentioned in the Quran. What a great honor this would be to have the name of a companion in the Quran. How fortunate that companion is. Then imagine the personality for whom the verses of the Quran are revealed. SubhanAllah. Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radiallahu anhu is also that companion for whom four verses of Quran were revealed. SubhanAllah. And Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radiallahu anhu, he himself mentions this, that four verses of the Quran were revealed with Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radiallahu anhu. So regarding the first verse, which is verse number one of Surah Anfal, he radiallahu anhu says that during the Battle of Badr, I dominated one of the disbelieving chiefs, Sayyid bin As, and I took his sword, which was very heavy and very precious. So he says that I took that in the court of the Prophet ﷺ, and I wished, I had the desire that the Prophet ﷺ gives that sword to me. But the Prophet ﷺ commanded me to deposit that sword in spoils of war. Because up until now, the ruling for spoils of war to make such kind of changes in spoils of war was not issued. So he says that I did so, and I returned from there a bit let down because of the martyrdom of my brother and not getting my sword. He says that I just walked a little bit further down when the first verse of Surah Anfal was revealed. Meaning, dear beloved Prophet, they ask you about the spoils of war. Say the spoils belong to Allah and the Messenger. So fear Allah and maintain fellowship among yourselves and obey Allah and His Messenger if you are believers. And after this, he says that the Prophet ﷺ called me and he said that take your sword. SubhanAllah. This very verse, verse number one of Surah Anfal, was revealed for Sayyidina Sa'd bin Abi Waqas at this very occasion. And another verse is one way, Surah An-Kabut, verse number 8. We spoke about his mother, how she behaved when Sa'd bin Abi Waqas radiallahu anhu embraced Islam. She was a non-believer.
We covered this in
the last episode. Now, on this occasion as well, verse of the Quran was revealed in the favor of Sa'd bin Abi Waqas radiallahu anhu, which was verse number 8 of Surah An-Kabut. And another narration says that verse number 14 of Surah Luqman and verse number 15 of Surah Ahqaf were also revealed for Sa'd bin Abi Waqas radiallahu anhu on this occasion. So verse number 8 of Surah An-Kabut was, and we have enjoined kindness upon man to his parents, and if they strive to make you ascribe a partner to me which you have no knowledge of, then do not obey them. To me alone is your return, then I will relate to you your deeds. So this very verse was revealed on that very account when his mother trying to pull him back towards disbelief. And this is where the rulings of enjoining, rulings of being kind to parents were also revealed. A few more verses, inshallah, we'll cover them as we go forward. Yeah. I'm sure you would also have some narration to share with the viewers.
There is so much to talk about, to be honest with you. There's a beautiful book Dawat Islami has published, Maktabatul Madina, and its name itself is Hazrat Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala. So I would encourage those viewers of Madani Channel, they can read Urdu language. I think they would definitely benefit from this beautiful book that details all the beautiful elements and life and legacy of Sayyidina Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala. It's free of cost. You can download from www.dawatislami.net and you can read inshallah. Respective views of Madani Channel, now it's a time to include one segment in our program, and that's the final segment today we've got. Let's include that inshallah. Today's hadith. Let's listen. What is today's hadith? Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lives of the companions radiyallahu anhum.
The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once received news that a well-known warrior hailing from Najd, modern day Riyadh, by the name of Du'athar. His full name was Du'athar bin Harith Muhrabi. He was not yet Muslim at this time. Now, he had prepared an army to attack Madinatul Munawwara. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam set off with his own army of 400 companions to face them. When Du'athar came to know that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had already entered the city, he hurried forth and climbed the mountains with his army. Now during this time, an individual from his army known as Habban was captured and went on to accept Islam in the prophetic court. It just so happened to rain heavily on that day. So the Prophet began drying his clothes near a tree. The non-Muslims observed from the peaks of the mountains, finding the companions occupied in their own work and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by himself. They began to rouse Du'athar to attack the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the former began to say, if I am unable to kill Muhammad, na'udhu billah, then may Allah kill me. He raised his sword above the blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's head and asked, who will save you from me now? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, subhanallah, replied, Allah will save me from you. As soon as this was said, the archangel Jibreel alayhi salam descended and struck Du'athar on the chest with such force that he fell over. And what happened when he fell over? The sword fell from his hands. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam immediately took hold of the sword and asked, now who will save you from me? Du'athar responded, nobody can save me from you. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, subhanallah, we call him the Rasul of Rahmah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam felt sympathy for his helplessness. Subhanallah. Not only did he forgive Du'athar, but he also returned his sword. Now if there was an enemy and they were trying to attack us and we got hold of their weapons, we wouldn't necessarily give them back. But subhanallah, this is the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Du'athar was deeply impressed and inspired by the noble character of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He then recited the kalima and became a Muslim at that very moment. He proceeded to return to his people and began inviting them to Islam. Subhanallah azza wa jal, the mercy and the compassion that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam turned a person who was not a Muslim into accepting the kalima, into accepting Islam, and then not only that, but preaching it to his tribe. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala, alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Lives of the companions, radiyallahu anhum.
Subhanallah. Respected viewers of my nation, what a faith refreshing hadith we learned. Again, we were talking about Wasim Basmi, the Sahaba Ikram guarded Rasulullah, and we learned that even angels, they came to aid Rasulullah, they guarded Rasulullah. And this account, this beautiful narration which was being mentioned to the viewers of Madinah Nishan, this included that even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself protected. When a person who held a sword in his hand and he said, who will save you? Rasulullah said, my Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself protected Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, subhanallah. Respecting Musa bin Shalom, we are talking about Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas. See, before going to the segment, we were talking about Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala. And mashallah, you mentioned a few revelations which became the Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala became the reason of the revelation. It became the reason of the sign of the revelation, subhanallah. And there is a beautiful narration I would like to just mention when it comes for him being the Mustajabud Da'wat. But before I go towards that, is there any other verse would you like to share with viewers, inshallah, that mentions the Shani Nazul?
The two more verses, Rizwan Bey, Surah Maida, verse number 90, which talks about the prohibition of gambling and alcohol. Where it says, O you who believe, indeed alcohol and gambling and idols and the casting of arrows to determine fate are impure, satanic deeds. So refrain from them that you may attain success. This was also revealed because of Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu. There's a whole contextual background behind this again, post time doesn't permit us. And then there's a fourth verse that we spoke about. And this is again such a beautiful verse which consists many lessons for us. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu innama al-khamru wal-maysiru wal-ansabu wal-azlamu rijsun min amali shaytani fajtanibuhu la'allakum tuflihun. That these are satanic acts.
Yeah, so we should avoid it and we should refrain from alcohol. See, this is very important, and all other which were mentioned, like
gambling
and other stuff. So respected viewers of Madinah Channel, this is clearly haram. And what we learned also from this very verse of the Holy Quran, inshallah azawajal, and the contextual background we learned, inshallah, because time doesn't permit, we could have gone into that detail. Jee, Wasim Basmi, the other verse you wanted to share?
Surah An'am, verse number 52, where Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, along with Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, and four other companions, it stated they were present in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and they were not financially well off. One group of disbelievers, they came and they looked down upon these very companions because of their destitute situation, because of their poverty, and they said to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that we won't sit with you unless they are here. So if you expel them from your court, then we will sit with you. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he refused their request, of course. And then this very verse, verse number 52 of Surah An'am is revealed. And do not expel those who call upon their Lord morning and evening, seeking His pleasure. You are not accountable for their reckoning, and they are not accountable for your reckoning. So if you drive them away, then this matter would be far from justice. Subhanallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse as well for Sayyidina Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, praising him and other companions as well, that they seek Allah's pleasure in the morning and evening. So we come to know that Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, these four verses in particular was revealed in favor of Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu
anhu. We were talking about his personality being Mustajab al-Da'wat. One person in front of Sayyidina Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu ta'ala and started disrespecting Sahaba Ikram, ridiculing Sahaba Ikram and Ibn Ridwan. And when he said a few sentences of disrespect before Sayyidina Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu, and he said that you should stop from this bad act, right? What you're doing. Otherwise, I will make dua against you. I would curse, right? And this is what he said. Then that Mustah, who was a disrespectful person, who was disrespecting Sahaba Ikram ibn Ridwan, he said that, I don't care about your baddu'a or the prayer you're going to make against me. And nothing can harm, okay? Your baddu'a or your du'a, which you will make against me, cannot harm me. Now when Sayyidina Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala and heard this, Allahu Akbar, he made dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, that if this person has ridiculed Allah. Sahaba of your beloved, companions of your beloved, Allah. Then you should show the signs of your wrath today so that other people may heed from this or take heed from this. Okay, learn lesson. And as soon as this dua was made, when he cursed that person, now at that moment, that person came out of the masjid, and then a camel started running towards him. He tore him apart, it is written. He stood on his body and he broke all his ribs. And then he died straight away there and then. Allah, when the people saw the scene, they rushed towards Sayyidina Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala and said, your dua got accepted. And that enemy of Sahaba, he got destroyed. So we learned from this narration that Sahaba Ikram and Ibn Ridwan hold such a great status before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should always, always respect them, love them, and we should not speak any word which could be a word of disrespect for Sahaba Ikram and Ibn Ridwan. Otherwise, destruction is there for such people. May Allah Ta'ala protect us.
Ameen.
Any last message?
Regarding the passing of Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, the personality who was given the title of Nasiruddin, the helper of religion, it is stated that he radiallahu anhu passed away in 58 Hijri during the caliphate of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu in the valley of Alqiq, that is approximately 10 miles away from Madinatul Munawwara. And his blessed body was brought on the shoulders to Madinatul Munawwara. And the governor of Medina, Marwan bin Hakam, he led his funeral salah. And he was such a personality that the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, the mothers of believers, they offered his funeral salah within their own chambers. This is how elite a personality he was. And Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, he's last amongst the Muhajireen Sahaba to pass away. This is also regarding his dignity. In the year that Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu passed away, the same year, the mother of believers, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa, Sayyidatuna Umm Salama, and Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, they also passed away. We pray to Allah Almighty that may Allah accept our effort. May Allah shower His mercy upon Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, and may Allah forgive us all without accountability for the sake of Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu.
Jazakallahu khairan. Thank you so much. Keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Lives of the companions.
رضي الله عنهم. Lives of the companions